CBS News, Treasury Secretary Regan says the Democratic leadership has not been accommodative on reaching a compromise tax cut. He predicts some new presidential pressure for a bill. I'm George Herman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Regan was the guest on ABC's Issues and Answers, and he said time is slipping away. The Democrats won't say exactly what they want in a tax bill, and he said the president has not agreed as yet to any compromises. Secretary Regan said the president will tell Democratic and Republican congressional leaders at a White House session tomorrow that time is running out. He suggested that the president would in effect say, "Are you going to go with me or do I have to find some other route?" The other route presumably would be an attempt to woo conservative Democrats into deserting their party once again to vote for the president's program. Russia claims it's making new progress in Afghanistan. That story next when the news returns.
Okay, we'll have a tow truck out there in half an hour. Hey, Joe, we got another burned-out transmission down at Rancho Road.
Hi,
what can I do for you?
We're having some car problems. We were hoping you could help.
Smells like your oil's burning. Let me take a look.
I think it's the transmission.
Harry, let the man do his job.
Doesn't look too good. You might need a new transmission. Has it been slipping?
Yeah, it's been slipping since we left Peoria.
Well, I can fix your transmission. Too bad you didn't have a Hayden.
What's a Hayden?
Let the man talk, Harry.
Look, you got a smaller engine, higher RPMs, emission controls, air conditioning, and extra loads.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff causes overheating. With a Hayden oil cooler, your engine and transmission can last much longer. You know, over 10 million transmissions overheated and broke down last year.
Well, what's this going to cost me?
$29.95 for the Hayden oil cooler you should have had. $600 for the transmission. Why don't you take a seat while I put her up on the rack?
Some second honeymoon, Harry. Spending our vacation in a service station, we should have had a Hayden.
Hayden oil coolers. If you've got money to burn, you don't need one.
Afghan rebel leaders say Soviet forces inside their country hold only the main cities and the highways. But Moscow says things are changing for the better in that country. Steve Young reports from the Soviet capital.
The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda claims the peasants of Afghanistan are showing growing support for the Afghanistan government forcibly installed by the Soviet Union. According to Pravda, the main reason is that the Presidium of the Afghanistan Revolutionary Council is instituting agrarian reform and has decided to write off the land tax debt accumulated over the past 3 years by 860,000 peasant families. The cancellation of taxes is set to cover 4 1/3 million peasants. Pravda says that agricultural workers have unanimously expressed gratitude to the revolutionary authorities. The dispatch points out that land reform in Afghanistan does not abolish private ownership of land, noting that peasants comprise about 85% of Afghanistan's population. Pravda claims that their growing support is helping to consolidate the power of the government throughout Afghanistan. Steve Young, CBS News, Moscow.
In Poland, the body of Stefan Cardinal Wyszynski was carried to its final resting place in the crypt of St. John's Cathedral in Warsaw this afternoon. Perhaps a quarter of a million Poles crammed into Victory Square for an outdoor requiem mass for the Cardinal. There was a homily from Pope John Paul II, but the expected announcement of a successor to be Primate of Poland did not materialize. There was more fighting in Beirut today between Christian and Muslim forces. Syria held a civil defense drill in expectation, said the government, of a coming Israeli attack. Israel said only that it will continue its usual attacks on guerrilla bases inside Lebanon. Chairman Garvin of the Exxon Corporation said on CBS's Face the Nation today, the odds are that the price of gasoline and heating oil will remain stable at least through the end of this year. Garvin said the oil glut across the world will probably last at least one more year, perhaps longer. But in the long run, he said, the United States would still have to scratch to find enough oil and other sources of energy at the end of the century. More news in a minute.
United Van Lines presents Stiller and Mira.
Myrna, you're not holding up your end.
Howard, the couch is heavy.
One more flight of stairs. We got it made.
There's an easier way to move. Call United Van Lines.
We save money by moving ourselves. Trust me.
Last time I trusted you, we had twins. Call United.
What's wrong with the truck I rented?
It smells funny inside. United Vans are sanitized treated.
Myrna, the couch.
United Van Lines are the quality movers.
Okay, Myrna, drop it.
Now?
Now.
Myrna! And United takes the pain out of moving.
United Van Lines. We're in the Yellow Pages.
Dirt, dust, smoke, pollen. They ride into your home on the air you breathe. Staining walls, drapes, and furniture. What do you do? Call your Honeywell Electronic Air Cleaner dealer. He'll help you remove up to 95% of these varmints. Get cleaner air housewide.
Who was that man?
A professional. Call one today. And get the Honeywell Clean Air facts.
The International Institute for Environment and Development announced in London today that its president, Dame Barbara Ward, has died at the age of 67 after a long illness. Dame Barbara was one of Britain's best-known economists, a fervent champion of a more equal share of wealth between the world's richest and poorest nations. 5 years ago, Britain named her Baroness Jackson of Lodsworth, but as Barbara Ward, she continued her writing and lecturing up until her final illness. I'm George Herman, CBS News.